I call this meeting to order. Please stand for the flag salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. May we have the roll call?
Councilmember Deedy?
Here.
Councilmember Oglesby?
Here.
Councilmember Wisnowski?
Here.
Councilmember Stout?
Here.
Councilmember De Leon?
Here.
Councilmember O'Donnell?
Here.
Councilmember Page?
I haven't heard from Steve Page. He wasn't here next week, but I don't think he said anything about this week.
I can check. And stuff. He may join in a little bit too, Mayor. So
we have a forum out from the 5th to the 12th. I think.
Oh yeah, he did. That's right. He wasn't gonna. Yeah, the 5th.
Oh, that's right. Okay, he's been excused. So the subject of this work session is a review of the 2021 preliminary budget of revenue sources, including possible increase in property tax. Ms. Miller.
Thank you, Mayor, Council. RCW in Washington is very clear about how we do the budget and all the steps we have to do. And so we've already discussed the budget and the pieces. We'll be having a public hearing on it, but we need to have a special public hearing just on property tax. And during that property tax hearing, I need to go over with you what funds the general fund, what are the revenue sources, what are we spending, and then how does property tax fit in, and then talk to you more about how property tax is calculated, what our allowable increase is, and finally, the ordinances we would need to pass this year to implement the property tax for next year's budget. So let me see if I can bring up my worksheet. There it is. Can you see it?
Yes.
Yep, we can see it, Nate.
Okay. Am I muted?
No,
we can hear you, Nate.
We can hear you.
All right. I just want to make sure it's okay. So these are pages out of the budget that you've already seen, but I want to go over them first. We have three type of taxes that go in the general fund. We have property tax, utility tax, which charged on our utility customers, and sales tax. So of those taxes, property tax is almost 56%. Most cities, their sales tax is larger than their property tax. And so we have still a small sales tax base because we don't have very much commercial. And our property taxes and everybody in King County, in Washington State, are limited to a 1% total annual increase per year unless we have a special voter-approved lid lift or there's some other exemption. We do get money from new construction, which is taxing only the new citizens for the value of their property. King County decides what the values of property are every year. And about every other year, they are supposed to go out and assess either the residents or the businesses and then change their value appropriately. And then they also calculate the levy rate, and I'll explain more how in a few minutes. Taxes are different for the various citizens in Black Diamond, depending on which school district you're in and how much is levied in those districts. So let me go first over our general fund revenue. So line two, you can see in the blue in 2021, of all of our revenue, property tax is our largest source of revenue. And you'll see I budgeted $2,014,434. I didn't budget 100% because we never collect 100%. I budgeted about 97% of what they told us we can levy. because there's always some that are delinquent, and eventually we collect those, but not in the current year. There's usually some percentage of delinquent taxpayers. So on line 17, our total revenue, and that includes community development, building permits and everything, is $7,347,000 of just what we consider operating revenue. And on the expenditure side, our expenses are $7,749,648. So our expenditures are already larger than our operating revenue for us. So we need to decrease our cash and use some of that just to fund the budget this year. We do have carryover cash, so we were able to do that this year. And so we do another graph that says, well, what does property tax pay for? What pays for public safety? When we passed lid lift several years ago, we told the citizens if they voted for it that 100% of all of our property tax would be used for public safety. And so we've committed to that, and we're held to that every year. So the whole $2 million goes to fund public safety, but that isn't enough to fund all of our public safety costs. So we put in all the gambling and utility tax and the criminal justice special sales tax and all the liquor excise and profits and all of the court fines and a fire EMS levy and all of the business license revenue and all the special revenue that police get from grants and their traffic school. So that gives us $3,333,148 in revenue. But their expenditures for public safety are $3,931,000. So if you go down, you can see that just in the public safety area, we're close to $575,000 short in having revenue cover the cost. And one of the main reasons for that is property tax has been limited to 1% a year, and there's no way 1% and 1% increase covers the cost of increase for all the various expenditures. So property taxes are collected by a mill rate, it's called. It's the percentage of per thousand of a house that you're going to charge owners. And you'll see that the regular property tax base has gone up from last year. And that's because last year we added $219,000 worth of new construction. So that really lifted our base rate. And line two shows what our 1% increase is. All we're allowed to charge next year is $18,842. And that's going to be charged and divided amongst every citizen, all the new construction people, all the builders that own property, all the businesses, and all the residents. So that small amount is divided amongst everybody. The new construction citizens are added to the rolls, and they pay at the same rate as everybody else. So in a way, we're lucky that we're having new citizens pay, and that decreases the rate per thousand you need to charge to get up to this magic number you're allowed to charge per year. So the mill rate is 1.90. It changes really pretty small amount on the levy rate line down there that's in bracket. Because usually your values pretty much keep pace with the taxes that you can charge. So on this one, this shows, well, how have our values looked? And you can see back in 2014, the whole value of all the businesses and all the citizens and all the land and everything in Black Diamond was $567,770. Anyway, now it's almost double that. And that's primarily, you can see a small increase until we got to 2018, 19, 20, and 21. And that's because we added the school value. We added We started adding a few new houses in 18, 19, and last year and this year, we added the most in new construction, where you'll see the second line, the value of new construction. So we're finally starting to add an amount of new construction for all the houses that are under construction right now. And it's charged to the builders until they sell a house, and then it's moved over and charged to the new resident. The change from the prior year, our new construction in 19 went up 15% in 2019, and went up 16% last year, and this year it's only up 10%. So I worry that King County doesn't have all the new construction. They're struggling with the COVID virus and trying to get all the values in, and they're, you know, closed part of the time, people working at home. So I believe they're a bit behind. So I think next year we'll do more of a catch up. But this is all the amount that they've been able to enter into their system so far this year. It changes every Monday. They send me a new list with a new amount on it. It hasn't changed very much. They'll keep sending these levies, these worksheets out until the first week in December, and then they cut it off, and we have to have everything done by the end of November, and then in December they'll send the very last worksheet. So I talked about earlier, if you're in a different school district in the map in Black Diamond, you'll pay a different rate, because a property tax bill itself is made up of many pieces. So the first column there with numbers is the Enumclaw School District, the Tahoma School District, the Kent and the Auburn. And you can see line one, the mill rate that they charge per thousand is different in each school district. That changes as they pass new levies. So if all of a sudden they were going to go out to a vote and people voted for it, the levy would increase. So every year that could increase. I emailed King County to try to get the newest rates, and they don't yet have those in the system. So I'm quoting you last year's rates. The tax bill itself goes to many jurisdictions. It goes to the state where they pay some school new construction, the McClary decision where they have to pay extra on that for schools. King County keeps a little piece, and that piece they use for public health and police and other things in King County. Black Diamond gets $1.91 of that levy. Port of Seattle gets 12 cents. Our own library district gets, and it's our library in Black Diamond gets 37 cents. The EMS levy gets 22 cents, and then there's a flood district that we all have to pay into. It's 11 cents. So of a total levy of 945, Black Diamond only, and that's for every citizen has to pay that per thousand, Black Diamond is only charged the 191. And then we did another graph to show if you have a house valued at 386,000, Black Diamond would get 20% of all the taxes that your bill is for. And then we did this comparison, just showing the Enumclaw School District, showing what percent each one pays and how many dollars is that. So a total $385,000 home would pay about $3,578. So if you had a home valued twice that, you'd pay twice that amount. Black Diamond, down towards the bottom, the annual amount, $666.90, or $55.57 a month.
I like that. I like that pie chart. We need to like socialize that more, because I think a lot of people think that, you know, we get most of their property tax, and it's just not the case. We get 20% of it, right? 80% goes to something else.
Right. And that pays for all of the police, all of the court, all of the fire, all the emergency management. It pays. We use that and all the other revenue, because it doesn't even cover those expenditures. So I looked at that, and if we were to go with a 1% increase, which we're allowed, which is 18,000, that would cost $6.37 a year on this 385,000 house, or 56 cents a month for police and fire. So you would add $56 a month, 56 cents a month to the tax bill. And if your house was double that value, you would add $1.12 a month to your property tax bill for a citizen. King County sends this very confusing worksheet. And this is the one I get every Monday. On the left side, here's the limit factor, the 1%. And on the right side, if the implicit price deflator isn't at 1%, you have to use this other formula on the right, the implicit price deflator. But we're not in that category, so we always look on the left. So the first amount, line one, is what our base rate was last year. And then they said, okay, now we're going to allow 10%. So now you can levy $1,903,038. Just subtract those two amounts, that's the 18,000 that we can levy. We also get to add the 200,000 down towards the bottom of that first bracket for the new construction. They pay at the same rate. Way down in the third bracket, that we get to get another 1,136 for prior year refunds. Not sure what that's for, but we have to add that in and mention it. So our allowable levy is this $2,104,976. And you'd think that that would calculate down to your 1% you're allowed, but the percent on the bottom is 0.72, and that's all we're allowed to collect because they calculate it and they have the formulas. And so instead of really getting 1%, we only get 0.72%. So to go over what we have to do, this is a public hearing only to talk about, well, should we go ahead and levy that 1% this year, the 18,000, I do have it added into the budget and it was calculated in the total tax that I showed you ahead of time, but it won't be decided until your next council meeting on the 19th. To pass that levy, I have to do two ordinances. And the first ordinance down in the whereas says that we've had this public hearing and that I've gone over the revenues and that I can only add $18,842 or 0.72% more than what I got, and that indeed we are under 10,000 population. When you go over 10,000, you have to go over to those other columns and it gets even more confusing. But we can allow the percent they show on their worksheet. So we just have to again state that. We have to state that we're going to put in that 1,136 re-levy. And that would be the ordinance that says it will be passed November 19th for next year's property tax. The second ordinance that we have to pass is we have to say again, we're under 10,000 and that we've had a public hearing and that it's going to be for public safety. You've seen the public safety budget. And then they say, what is your assessed valuation going to be? Well, they change it on every worksheet, but I put in their last worksheet amount. They'll adjust it to their real final at the end of November when they know the final amount. But they say, how many total dollars are you going to levy? And I always include an extra amount because between now and then, often they do find more new construction. And if you haven't included it in this ordinance, they don't allow you to get the tax for that. But they will decrease it. My last sentence says the final dollar amount of property taxes is determined by King County and it's reduced to any actual amount allowed. We've been doing this, well, all the time I worked in Cannes and all the time I worked at Black Diamond. I believe it was either last year or the year before where all of a sudden they found about $20,000 more that we got to get to receive because we had included this excess amount. And in fact, on their worksheet, they encourage us to put in an extra amount to cover that. And that is the second ordinance that we would pass. I did want to mention that people think that we add 1% to everybody's bill, and that's not true. The county calculates how much the bills are going to be. It's like if you had an apartment and your rent was $1,000, your total rent was $1,000, and you had four people sharing that, each one would pay a quarter or 25% or $250. And then if all of a sudden you had six people move in or two extras, now you've got six, that percentage changes. That's how the property tax works in King County. They determine what is the value, how many dollars total are you going to get, they divide it, and that is your magic levy rate. So it's a complicated way, but it works pretty much like a rent would be, depending on how many people are sharing that one space. You're limited in the total amount you can levy. Do you have any questions?
No, May. So just, you know, maybe clarify for people to understand, the city of Black Diamond could take that 1%.
Right.
And we've done that every year that I've been on council. And I believe every year prior to that.
Right.
The only time that, so this doesn't have to go to the vote of the people. You don't have to put it on a ballot.
Right.
Unless you want more percentage back.
Right. And if you, like we did one levy when the year right after we had laid off some police officers and when we were really short on money, our levy rate was really, really low. We went out to the voters and said, you know, we're going to raise your taxes by this many dollars. Will you vote for it? It's all going to go for public safety. And they voted for it. Well, I guess I think the first time we went, they didn't. We went back to a vote and they did vote for it. But that's the only time you would get more than 1%. You actually always have to go to the public if you're going to get more than this 1% limit. Back in the good old days when I worked in Kent, you were allowed to go 6%. And that, I think that was too high a percent. I think most cities went for 6%. And people's tax bills went up quite a bit then. And that's why Mr. Iman brought this initiative to kind of limit it. No, you should only do one. Well, 1% isn't really keeping up when if you have a public safety union contract that goes settles for 2.5% or 3%, that $18,000 doesn't touch what it costs you really. So we've always kind of been in a deficit position in public safety. The other thing is, if you levy this 1%, it will add to the base, and then next year, your 1% will be based on that base. If you don't levy it, it won't add into the base.
Right. And I think we've always discussed that just to leave it on the table and not take it would not be very prudent of a city council to do, because I mean, it's not going to obviously swing your safety one way or the other, but it is going to bring a little bit of revenue in and help with your safety, your fire, your EMS. So as I think it's always good to go ahead and say that you're going to take that 1%.
Yeah, some cities have put it off for several years, but then when they get in trouble, all of a sudden they'll do a 5 or 6%, you know, to get it back to where they should have been each year. So it kind of makes it a smaller increase over a longer period of time, or wait then till later when they really need it, and all of a sudden they have to go and get a bigger increase.
Right.
So didn't we say the increase for the average homeowner is $6 a year, right?
Well, no, the eight, if you just said that they pay $66 a year, it's $6.67 more. annual.
No, I mean, I thought the way you had it calculated out for the average 386K house, yeah, it was a 57 cents a month, which comes out to like six something for the year. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
So our average citizen who owns a home will see around $6 added.
It's probably about a dollar, because I think 385 is probably less value than most homes. I think most homes probably are a little higher than that. We need to probably up this average home value to, you know, 400 or 500,000. I'm not sure exactly. I didn't go in and see what the average home is selling for now, but with the new homes and the development, I know they're selling for higher than that. But still, proportionately, yes, that's a 56 cents a month or.
So it's pretty much a cup of coffee a year.
Yes, right. So it's, I just wanted to bring it to you tonight. We've published it for the citizens. We'll bring it back in 2 weeks for the council meeting, where the council, I'm going to have a public hearing on it tonight, explain that we have to have two levies, how much it is, and go over that at the public hearing, and public can also comment on it then. And then in 2 weeks, we'll come back for a vote.
Councilmember Stout.
The part of this that has always been meaningful to me is that it's not 1% per person, which you have explained very well, and it is not really 1%. So King County comes up with their little magic formula, and they tell you 1%, but then it turns out to be a percentage of 1%, which it's kind of like a little bait and switch going on there. But it is not a 1% raise per household. It's divided up in some other way that King County also has figured out to make charges. And then there comes out to be about an average that people will pay. So it's certainly not anywhere near approaching cost of living. It is just a token.
It is.
An amount that would kind of keep us close to maybe even.
Yeah, I know that the legislature have discussed maybe possibly raising it to 2 or 3%, which probably more closely would reflect what more of an average cost of living is, but they haven't ever really voted for that. It's really hard for cities that have a large percent of their budget go to public safety, because that's where the major costs are for a city, and the $18,000doesn't even pay the small amount that the fire department asks each year, let alone any for police. Then
I believe that is on the Association of Washington Cities legislative agenda for next year, to raise it above the 1%.
Yes. Okay.
And the other reminder is that the city of Black Diamond only gets 20% of that raise in the first place.
Yes.
But with that in mind, too, it's important to remember that there's a lot of money that's coming back from state grants and other sources from the state that are reallocated back into city projects. So you're thinking about things like the roads, or like on the recent construction project, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, like on the bridge, that did have a little bit of state allocated funds that went towards that project as well. So we see it, but we see it in different ways.
Yes, you're right. That's a good point. Okay.
May, can I just jump in just as a new person trying to observe all this? So it seems like it's a no-brainer, right? I mean, we have to take this, because it really affects. If we didn't, it would impact the base for future years, right? And and then the other point is that obviously the cost of services is going up more than 1% per year.
It is.
And so we're actually even doing this, we're not keeping up with the times, right? At some point, we're each year, even doing this, we're losing ground. And at some point, we have to do some sort of a special levy to catch up.
And most cities
and infuse some funds into it.
Yeah, a lot of cities now are in the point where it is, if your value of your property keeps going up pretty quick, your levy rate is so small that you almost have to go out to a vote to say, now we need to correct and and raise our base rates. So we're back up to where we need to be. So you'll see fire districts and cities and school district and everybody going out what they call as a lid lift. So you can correct yourself for all these years when you only received 1% when you really needed 3.
Yeah, just one quick other observation is I know that we manage school districts projects. That's what I do for a living. And so I know that they'll go out for a bond or a levy. And so when the bond comes due, they try to renew it before it expires so that right. they're keeping the rate the same. Yes. And so it's no real increase to what you're actually managing your personal finances to. And so at some point, once we make that adjustment, we want to continue that on. And maybe we do that sooner than later so that, you know, before we see substantial growth, it might be something to consider in the near future that right now would be perfect timing. Maybe not so right exactly now with the global pandemic going on and lots of unemployment potential, but at some point, you know, if we could do a special levy that we can then continue on and carry forward that keeps that existing rate the same, it's not an increase in taxes. It's just sustaining the level that we want to be at that provides some source of revenue. And to take advantage of that before the growth happens would be that much more advantageous and help fund maybe some future, some near-term growth items that we might need to fund.
I think we'll definitely see that when the fire study comes back and we look at how we will fund increased fire costs. I think this will be a question that we'll be looking at seriously.
Okay,
if there's no other questions, I'll go ahead and close and you guys will have a little break until your next meeting then. Mayor, did you want to adjourn? I guess you adjourn the...
I will entertain a motion to adjourn. Okay.
Second.
We adjourn.
Yeah, and thanks, May.
Thank you,
Mayor. Thank you. Yeah, see you at 7.
Okay.
Hey, and can you stop sharing your screen? I couldn't see who. I lost all my controls to end the meeting.
Yes, we have to have a formal adjournment.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Meeting adjourned.
All right.
Thank you.